Good evening, friends. This is Frances Langford bringing you a part of the American scene, Maxwell House Coffee Time. May we come in?
It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, brought to you each week by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world at any price. So have another cup of coffee and listen to 30 minutes of words and music and reminiscence. The voice of Eloise, the Maxwell House Orchestra and Choir under the baton of Carmen Dragon. This is Toby Reed, and here is your hostess, Frances Langford.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Notice when the day is hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now
Frances, that was beautiful, and may there always be blue skies above you.
Thank you, Toby. The same to you.
And may I say you're in rare voice tonight?
Why shouldn't I be? It's beautiful weather, I have good songs to sing, and you to look at across the microphone.
Gee, Frances, thank you.
Oh, that's all right, Toby. I get paid for that sort of thing.
Well, so do I, so tell me about your next song.
Well, this song belongs to the generation of ladies that Father loved in those gentle times when a wolf was a sheep and a sweater was something you wore for warmth. But love is just about the same as it is now. Remember?
I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you.
How a lovely song like I'll See You in My Dream flows along so easy and so simple. But just glance at the conductor's score. Now, each and every instrument is carefully laid out bar by bar. Top stays are scored for mellow woodwinds. Next, the vigorous brasses. Followed by the percussion family. With the lower staves for strings. All blended in a rich tonal pattern that is completely satisfying. You know, smell that satisfying, good to the last drop flavor of Maxwell House coffee is created in pretty much the same way as this splendid melody. Not one, but many superb coffees are chosen for the famous Maxwell House blend, each carefully selected for its own special flavor qualities. Our Maxwell House experts choose Money Dollar for mellowness. They add Medellins for richness. They select other great coffees for robust vigor. And they blend in Bucaramangas for fine full body. The result is coffee at the peak of perfection. A blend so truly delicious, it's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. So friends, why not enjoy the very best in coffee goodness and pleasure? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Just say, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Would you like to hear about Pedro?
Who is Pedro?
A man. Enchilada-type character.
Too hot. No thanks.
All right. You go stick a couple of empty Maxwell House tens over your ears because the Maxwell House Choir have a few melodic things to say about Pedro.
Pedro Smedro. No one ever writes a song about Toby.
The title, I Think.
If you say no, if you say so, I drown myself, I think. Without your love, my pretty dove, I took myself, I did. If I see you with someone new, I hang myself, I did. If you could make my heart to break, I jump right off the roof, I did. If you were in the jungle filled with lions, baby, would I risk my life to save you? Maybe. Unless you think, you say, think, I see myself, I see. If I lose you, I feel so blue, I drown myself, I do myself, I see myself. Maybe I marry someone else.
I see.
Now for a sentimental moment on the American scene, Francis Langford brings you a love song. The kind of song you carry in your heart for one special person. That's My Desire.
To spend one night with you in our old rendezvous and reminisce with you. That's my desire. That's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine. I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips breaking on mine. You hear you whisper low. that's my desire.
This time of year in your town, maybe there's a hayride planned. Your mind is full of that and housewifely cares at breakfast. Hurry up and eat your breakfast, Pop. It's almost your last day of your vacation and you have a lot to do.
For instance, what?
For instance, house cleaning.
Excuse me, Frances, would you mind repeating that again? For a moment, I thought you said house cleaning.
I did say house cleaning.
This isn't spring.
Do you only bathe on Saturday nights?
That is a subject that concerns only my bathtub and me.
After all, Mother and Holly will be home in another week. Hello, Carmen. Come on in.
I'm just dropping by.
You're smart. You just drop right on by.
Pop, sit down, Carmen. Help yourself to a cup of coffee.
Thanks. Your father looks surly today, doesn't he, Francis?
You can say that again.
Your father looks surly today, doesn't he, Francis?
Oh, go toot your trumpet.
Uh-huh. I thought I saw you head in this direction.
Do you spend all your time at your front windows watching for me to go in and out?
Look, if you don't stay away from Francis, I'm going to hit you right in the middle of your cadenza.
Mr. Petrillo doesn't allow that sort of thing.
Good morning, Toby. Have a cup of Maxwell House.
Thanks. Oh, good morning, Francis. Mr. Hall?
Don't mind me. I just live here.
Thanks, I won't. You know, Carmen, you're making pretty much of a nuisance of yourself where Francis is done.
Francis hasn't said so.
She doesn't have to say so. I say so.
Oh, yes, Francis does, too, have to say so.
Atta girl, Francis. Tell him.
Francis, don't let him influence you.
I don't want to influence her. Where Francis is concerned, I'm completely willing to let her influence me.
Really, Carmen?
Brother, these Latins.
You said it.
You're just prejudiced against me because you don't like me.
I don't like you in sharps, flaps, and spades, period.
I'm going to tell my musicians on you.
I'm not afraid of them.
You're not. I am.
Say, Toby, is there anything you have to do today?
Nope, not until the hayride tonight.
I'm taking Frances on the hayride.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm taking her.
There'll be enough hayseeds around without you joining in.
You mean in your head?
Ooh, you're nasty.
Frances, are you going to accompany this pit pilot, or are you going with me?
I'm going with my father.
You're not going to have any fun.
Or any trouble, either.
Together.
I wouldn't even ride in the same hay with that poor man's Casanova.
Bravo.
Ah, you're impossible.
Aren't I just?
Say, aren't either of you boys doing anything?
Not me.
Likewise?
Some people never know when to be passers-by.
Well, that's wonderful. You can all help Pop and leave with the house cleaning.
I just remembered, I have to help my second violinist with his pizzicatos.
Say, my mother has a third cousin coming in this afternoon's train.
Robin, you'd never let me down, would you?
She looks up at you with those big blinkers, and you think to yourself, no, you don't, sister. I've got to get out of here fast.
Carmen.
She gives you another one of those looks, and your heart starts going up and down like a yo-yo. And you say to yourself, run, Carmen, make for the open road, and your second violin is pizzicato, or you'll be in the scrub bucket.
You are going to stay, aren't you, Carmen?
You think, here's your last chance, Carmen. Say no. And you open your mouth to say it, and what do you think comes out? Oh, I'd love to help out, Francis. Isn't that sickening?
He's a procrastinator, a prevaricator, a...
You know, voice box, someone should wash your mouth out with soap.
Well, I'm not saying.
Very well, Toby, if that's your attitude.
Oh, now, Francis, you wouldn't be unfair enough to let a little thing like this influence you, would you?
Little thing? Greater love hath no man than he who will scrub floors for his Francis.
Where's the scrub bucket?
I'll get you all some Mother Hubbards and dust caps to put on.
You mean we've got to wear costumes?
You don't want to get your clothes dirty, do you? So you button them all into Mother Hubbard's and put dust caps over their curly locks.
We look just like Goldilocks and the Three Bears in reverse.
Now, Pop, you get up on that ladder and start on the ceiling.
Yes, ma'am. But my heart won't be in it.
It doesn't have to be. Carmen, you and Toby start scrubbing this floor.
I shouldn't be scrubbing floors. I've been sick. I had a cold last winter.
going to do, Francis?
Oh, I'll be dusting here and there.
Okay, come on, Squeaky. Start making with the soap and water.
Don't call me Squeaky.
Okay, laryngitis. What I mean. Say, how's the weather up there, Mr. Hogue?
Hot as blazing. You think that I'd gone down instead of up?
Oh, I'm going to have a housemaid's knee.
With those knees? Don't flatter yourself. You know, as a union man, I'm not sure I'm allowed to do this sort of thing.
Would anyone like a spider? There's several up here I don't need.
Francis, you have to throw up all that dust.
Well, I have to do something with it.
Francis, did you know that we've got ants in our panels?
Well, get them out. That's what you're up there for.
What are you doing here, Francis?
We haven't gone through these drawers in years.
Those are my drawers. You came out of them.
They are not yours. There are things in here that belong to all of us.
Holy smoke. Is that an erector set? Let's see.
Here's my sister's laptop. You think to yourself, Holly put it in here when she was 12. She said she was through with dolls, and she was putting her childhood away. And here's your own chemistry set. You were 15 when you had that, and you used to manufacture the darndest potions and smells.
What's Francis moving over down there?
Be careful of that ladder, Mr. Hogue.
You find the ball that your first dog loved, and you think to yourself, I guess a kid never forgets that first dog. It all comes back to you surprisingly easy. I guess your childhood is always only a memory away.
Is my old tiddlywink set down there?
Do we dare ask him how he is?
Did you hurt yourself, Pop?
Oh, no. No, no, no. I only fell off a 10-foot ladder.
Well, how on earth did that happen?
Those nasty little ants pushed me.
Here, we'll help you up. Let's get finished.
Come on, men. Back to the chain gang.
So you get back to work, but they grumble all day. Men have their own attitudes about housework.
The way I see it, housework is a woman's work.
Yeah.
I don't see it that way. Now, if I had to do all that work myself, I wouldn't feel up to the hayride tonight. As it is, I'm as fresh as a daisy.
I'm only as fresh as a wilted daisy,
Mason.
Get off.
You'd all better go home and get ready for the hayride.
Maybe Carmen had better take you, Francis.
Maybe you'd better take her, Toad.
Why, you old softies.
Besides, I've got dishpan hands.
Not only that, they've turned tattletale gray.
Well, get him. There's life in those old councils yet.
Well, you go home, put some ice cubes on the back of your neck, take an aspirin, and you'll feel like new.
How do you know?
Women have been doing it for years.
I guess being a woman does have its drawbacks at that.
At first, you think they're so right. But later on the hayride, you don't see any drawbacks to being a woman at all.
You look so beautiful tonight, Francis. More beautiful than anyone has ever looked at any time, any place, anywhere.
You think to yourself, that's no drawback. That kind of thing isn't hard to take.
Francis, you know, even if I don't like housework, I think I could manage to like it with you around.
Oh, how dull can things get?
You ride along through the summer evening, looking at the stars, listening to the voices, and you think, this is a perfect moment that I'll never forget.
Francis, you know it was a night just about like this one when your mother said she'd marry me.
Yes, a night like this when your mother was young. A night like this one when Nancy Hanks put her hand on young Tom Lincoln. An evening like this when Ramona and Alessandro let their horses walk along the mountain trails of California. And your thoughts come back to the hayride and you think, nights like this and outings like this are a lovely, unforgettable part of the American scene. And you think, I'll remember this night as long as I live. For the friends beside me, for the stars overhead, for the beauty of this road I love that curves along the American scene.
Is there's fun aplenty for everybody on a real old-time hayride.
Yes, Toby. And part of the fun is the appetite you get. The whole gang huddles around, going to town on the sandwiches and coffee.
Meaning Maxwell House coffee, of course. I'd double a check on that, Francis. You know, like an old-fashioned hayride, Maxwell House is also a friendly part of this American scene.
Everybody knows coffee is America's national drink. It makes this fact important. Today, with over 1,000 brands to choose from, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. Now, this tremendous popularity is built on flavor, that good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor, which can be credited to the masterful blending of premium Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to mellow perfection. With flavor, count also on value. For with all this extra value and flavor, Maxwell House costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. You know, these August days, cheers greet iced coffee, and icing is a severe test of coffee flavor. But that Maxwell House flavor really stands up, makes a hot weather drink that's top. So hot or ice, you're wise to say, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think what you just heard was music, don't you believe it.
Oh, come now, Mr. Reed, before you start complaining, let's come and drag and have a word. Hey, Maestro, start explaining.
Start explaining?
Start explaining.
Okay, you can say that again.
Start explaining, start explaining, start explaining.
Quiet. My sponsor done told me he'd take up my option if I played the right songs. Oh, I wanted to play something old. So I put them together, but I don't know whether what I have done will do.
May I interrupt for a moment? We are getting nowhere this way. Why not sing the songs that Grandma sang and the ones they are singing today? Let's see our audience be the judge. See how many recall the songs they sang in the 90s that were known and loved by all. After the ball is over, after the break of morn, after the dance of evening, after the stars are gone,
I'm sure we all agree. We can hear a possum rustle when we hear that melody. But how's about a new song to hear the modern guy in the street? All the distant paraders, hot to the dinner with a sing up a swing up a beat. Simply do the thing again. I know my what a wonderful day.
Hey, with all this reminiscing, it seems there's something missing. Could it be a song from a Broadway show? There was some in 33 that were favorites with me. Dancing in the Dark was one I know. It's the type of song that Francis sings so well. So Common, introduction. And Francis, weave the spell.
Dancing in the dark, till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark. And it soon ends, we're walking. Wonder of
love you, love. And we can face the music together, dancing in the dark.
We've done a song for Grandma, for Father, and for Mother. Now don't you think it's time to do a song for baby's father?
This song of sweet surrender, something soft, something tender.
Perhaps legato strings could set the scene.
Please excuse us, Mr. Dragon, if we do a little bragging, but we think we know exactly what you mean. Open the door, listen. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, listen. Listen, why don't you open that door?
Well, there's one thing that we've proven, and you'll know just what we mean when we say these songs have played their part on the great American scene. But there's one thing left to do now, and it's Strictly USA. That's for everyone to join in with the next one that we play.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I am
next week at Maxwell House Coffee Time, when Eloise, Carmen Dragon, Toby Reed, the officer, the choir, and yours truly will return with some of your favorite songs, another vista of the American scene, and of course some words and music about Maxwell House. Join us then and make your enjoyment doubly complete by listening over your cups of Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
And now until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. And now stay tuned in for Kraft Music Hall, which follows immediately over most of these things.
Just a taste of Jell-O pudding, and believe me, you will know.
You never tasted anything better. That's Jell-O chocolate pudding, Jell-O butterscotch pudding, Jell-O vanilla pudding. Rich with old-fashioned homemade goodness. Mellow and smooth as cream. Jell-O puddings with flavor that's best by your own taste test. They're made with milk and nourishing. They cook in just about 5 minutes. Ask for Jell-O pudding. They're at your grocer's right now.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.